A Little of What You Fancy by H. E. Bates.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. Most mornings, especially in spring and summer, when the liquid chorus of dawn birdsong often roused him as early as 4 o'clock, Pop Larkin was awake some time before Ma, a circumstance that afforded him the silent pleasure of drinking in the sight of her warm, dark head, cradled in tranquillity on the pillow, and even, sometimes, if the night had been exceptionally warm, of gazing on the olive amplitude of her expansive bust, its naked, slumbering curves swelling and slipping from the lace fringe of her flowery chiffon nightgown. While Ma still slept, Pop almost invariably went downstairs in his pyjamas and brewed a pot of strong, fresh tea. The exceptions to this occurred on the very warmest of summer mornings, when Pop was inspired to think that Ma perhaps would prefer champagne. Ma was exceptionally fond of champagne, more especially before breakfast. On some occasions, Pop was moved to go even further than mere champagne and concoct a cool but potent mixture of about equal parts of brandy and champagne, preferably pink, with a dash of Angostura bitters and a slice of orange. This was the perfect stiffener to start the day on. In particular, the pinkness seemed always to have a highly stimulating effect on Ma, and as he came back upstairs with bottles, glasses, and orange, the glasses already frostily sugared, Pop always hoped that Ma perhaps would be in the mood.